Welcome in, Walk On Army. This is the Ohio State Week Walk On Live Show. This is not our regular Monday or Thursday episode. It's an extra that we do on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. It happens on Tuesdays or Wednesdays around 3:30 or 4 o'clock. I know, it's not a lot of solidarity there, but if you follow closely enough, you can join in live and comment and participate. And this is the recording after the fact. Let's have a day. Let's go. I was going to do a Pat McAfee intro, but I just don't have that energy.
You don't.
It is Wednesday, October 19th. I just got done eating a bowl.
2022 years after Jesus
himself, graced this earth. Drake is eating a Jimmy John sub. I just had a bowl of Fruity Pebbles and did 10 minutes on the inversion table. I am coming out of COVID and welcome to the motherfucking Walk On Live Show. You're here.
And here we go.
Football. We just don't have – if we had the Thunderdome, then we could do that.
Dude, if we had the Thunderdome, I would open up every episode by beating the shit out of you in a new manner.
I'm in. Just like close up. You've just got the – football. Kevin's just
doing a sledgehammer.
Kevin's just in the corner sitting at the desk like, what the fuck is going on? Welcome in, everybody. This is the Walk On Live Show. We missed it last week because there was some things going on in my life, and we don't have the Thunderdome. We don't have FanDuel money. We don't have a lot of things, and so this is a fucking piece-together operation. I do have a lot of energy considering that I am coming out of COVID, and I just had one of the worst training sessions before this that I've had all year. Kicking off the show today, question for Drake from the real Hayden, who is a big time participator, contributor to these here Walk On Live shows in the past, meaning the first four times we've done this. I remember an episode probably a long time ago when you said you talked the most shit versus OSU in 2017. Can you give us some stories about the shit you talked that day?
Everything. I mean, everything you've ever heard said in a shit-talking manner was said. Everything. I didn't leave one single stone unturned that day.
Okay. Did you ever say
I talked shit to Urban.
Like –
yeah, like on the field. I just told Urban he sucked and so did his team.
Wow. Was that during warmups or like during
– no, it was when we were beating the brakes off. What do you mean during warmups, bruh? I thought we were going to lose during warmups. Fuck you mean?
Yeah, everybody did. Everybody did. Everybody did. By the way, for those, it is Wednesday.
Hey, I don't know if you forgot. We had just gotten blown out, dude.
Fucked up. So, I mean, we got –
I don't know if you know what happens after you get blown out, but your confidence kind of takes a little bit of a shot.
We are going to discuss in further detail in just a couple hours a lot of that OSU 2017 game. Kevin's idea. Maybe he misses you, Drake. I don't know. Maybe this is his ploy to get you back to the main show. Maybe not. Maybe it's just because of what could be looming on Saturday for the Hawks, and there just simply isn't a lot to talk about. But we are going to break down memories, thoughts, emotions, certain plays of the 2017 game. Drake happened to score a touchdown in that game. I clearly had the most memorable play of my life that game. Amani Hooker started that thing off. There was a lot that went down on that day in 2017. And but that is not necessarily what we're going to discuss today. Although we can discuss Ohio State if you want. This is more of a live DHT for those who know what DHT is about. By the way, that one yesterday was
So if this is a live DHT, then Brandon's question of, is it true that I had to ask the media not to publish the body bag comment? It's right up. This is like right up Dickhead Tuesday's alley.
Yeah.
The story of that, boys and girls, I didn't think I'd done anything wrong. I literally did not think I had done anything wrong. I made it home.
You still don't.
I made it home to Benton and I sat down on the couch and we were just talking and they had, somebody asked me about media and I was like, I think I gave him some good quotes. And I remember it was either Ike or Bo goes, what did you say? It was Bo. Bo said, what did you say? And then Ike looks at me and he goes, what did you say, asshole?
I think I was there. I think I was there during this.
And I was like, I don't actually remember. I just remember laughing. I was like, and then they Googled my name and they're like, oh no.
It was immediately out already?
They're like, you're fucked.
Oh God.
All over Twitter. It's just me, quote, body bags. And so yes, I did have to try and scramble the best I could to talk to the media members and have them not publish that. But it did get published. And actually Katie Butger's dad was one of the ones who sent a nice picture from his local journal that had that printed. So it was good.
Unbelievable. I mean, that was the most you really, you know, we had this governor on when we were at Iowa where it was like, you know, you're kind of under that. Like even you, clearly, as we've gotten further away from the program, even you, most of the time, and you didn't have to do media a ton, but even
my
you,
senior year, I did media more often than I didn't.
Senior year.
For whatever reason, these guys started to really like the little snippets I was giving them.
For whatever reason. Guy said body bags for whatever reason. They're looking for you to fucking drop the dirt.
No pun
you intended. Even held it back most of the time and were in what I would call media mode, Iowa media mode, which is, you know, coach speak, player speak for the team, never speaking for anybody else, giving credit everywhere else except for yourself. Like that is, you know, that's just what you're taught to do because that's what sounds good. It's not necessarily a lie. It's just you're not giving them a whole lot of fun or something to run with. But you were clearly feeling yourself that day because you just dropped that governor switch right off. And I can hear you in your – I can hear you. I've never heard – I don't think there's video of you saying this. I wish
there was. Oh, there's video.
Is there? Well, then I'm grabbing that video clip and we're putting it in the intro of the podcast then because I can just hear you saying like, yeah, man, we just – we played hard and they left in body bags. That's just what it is. Like it just – it came out of your mouth like it was, hey, how you doing? Keep it moving. Love it. Welcome, everybody. If you say hi and I don't say hi back, it's because there's a bunch of you in here. Shout out to Eric Lewis. If you're still in here, you started this thing off with an HBAM. HBAM hats coming, literally HBAM, with some thick gold print. Think of the Iowa City hats that just say city on it, but we're going to do HBAM. I think those will do well. Excited to bring those to you, hopefully for the Christmas Washed Up Walk-On store. Eric, you are an absolute lunatic, and you know why, and I'm not going to bring any of that to light, but between you and me, Eric, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Brandon, what's up? Somebody said top five, next top five should be the best COD zombie maps, which we actually had a conversation with in the Benton Instagram chat the other day, or the top five chips. Somebody was asking for top five fast food French fries in the Discord. That could be a good one as well. Let's see here. A couple people were commenting on Urban. Oh yeah, this comment here. Urban slid that OSU paw up.
I don't get that.
Up a co-ed skirt. You don't remember that?
I mean, but Yeah, but why OSU Paw? I remember him finger banging some co-ed. But
it was just a slang way of a funny way of him saying he slid his hand up some young chick's jeans, ripped jeans. Steven, good to see you again. DHT was told yesterday. Yeah, DHT was great yesterday. Zach here, Zach Moore asks, Tyler Drake, that is us. As former players, what's it like being huge underdogs? Just the mood and mentality knowing that you guys are about to play a very elite team.
Very fun.
There is an aspect of, well, there's nothing to lose here. Dude. And that's what...
And also, then all you get to do is go prove that these other dudes who are the same age as you, who are doing the same shit as you, aren't any different than you. It's fun.
Yeah, there's, you know, Ohio State can play six games in a row and they can just smack people, right? And they build this persona, this aura around them, the best teams in the country do, where, damn, like it's like there may not be another team that this team could play all year where they're going to run out 11 guys and they're going to be able to compete. But the problem is that if you do get the right 11 on the right day, they are the same age. They do the same off-season workouts for the most part. They do this. They're running the same plays, the same strength conditioning. They're eating the same food. And even more so at Iowa, at least during all our days. I won't speak for any other years. We had some pretty tough motherfuckers that would love to get a little grimy with it. Which some of those other schools, Ohio State. That's
the most important part right there. You got to have a team full of dudes who just want to go out and prove that y'all aren't shit.
Like Amani Hooker? You don't think he was ready to get a little fucking dirty to start that game?
He busted his knee up bad in that game, too.
He did, and it actually...
That's one of the worst knees I've ever seen in my life, actually. The next day, I may have never seen something that bad looking. I mean,
I don't remember seeing it.
It was four knees. It was so swollen that you couldn't believe that his skin was still intact.
I did not. I knew that
his knee was so blown up that you thought somebody stuck a hose in it and just filled him full of air.
I don't remember because he was down on the other end of the locker room and
it was bad. You know, boys.
A lot of people are. I'm never in the training room, which is probably where you saw it. I do remember
his knee was the size of like a power lifter's butt cheek.
That's not good. I remember it affecting his playing time
for the rest of the season.
Yeah. Which was tough because he was obviously a pretty big part of that team. Like, you know, he's a top 10 safety in the league right now, undoubtedly, probably. He's
bit of a beast.
If he doesn't start that game off with that pick, I don't know how it goes.
It might beat him by 24 instead of 31. That's how it goes, fucking pussy.
I don't know that the momentum, you know, that did something. This guy wants you to get some stuff on your walls.
Dude, that's a 55-inch TV. That's not even like a small TV. It's just a big wall. I don't know what to tell you.
Drake, can't come after Drake for being a fucking real estate mogul, man. You know?
I got a big house. I got big walls. In a big house. What the fuck do you want?
He's got a really big wall. He needs a really big TV. Phil Parker's paw. I don't know what that is all about. Had you scored on the fake, would you have given Urban the throat slit gesture? No. But that would have been something. That definitely would have been flagged. I will say this again, maybe with more detail, in the episode tonight that will come out tomorrow. I straight up told Brian Ferentz, Coach Woods and Seth Wallace, all three of them, that if I score when we run this fake, and this was during the Northwestern week when we put it in, which was two or three weeks earlier, I told him, you have put a play in the book where I potentially score points for the Hawkeyes. So if I do score points, I am punting this ball so far into the stands, and I do not give a fuck about the 15-yard penalty. I straight up told Brian that. He laughed. And when he laughed, I felt like I had the go-ahead.
Stumble at the five.
Yeah, they'll go ahead to trip. And maybe that's why I tripped. Maybe in the universe was like, we cannot have this fucking guy punting a ball into the stands against Ohio State University. So we're just gonna lay him down nice and gentle. We'll let Hawk score a touchdown. His celebration will be a little bit more mild. And we'll all move on. But I swear to God, if I scored that, it might have been why I fucking tripped. Because I was.
You were already thinking about punting it.
I was damn sure. Not during the play, but when we ran out onto the field, I thought, I'm punting it. It's going up. And I was going to turn it over too. I was going upper deck right over the tunnel. I was going to try and send it out of the stadium. Will the college football world go down in shambles if the week after Alabama loses, Iowa rolls into Columbus and beats them?
We better hope so. That's what we're looking for.
I will tell you,
riot.
I will tell you this. There will be this team, specifically 2022 Iowa Hawkeyes, they'll be remembered for having literally the statistical worst offense in the history of football, maybe. But outside of that, they may not be remembered for a whole lot of good, right? Because of how much negativity has been around this team. If they win in Columbus this weekend, they might have a goddamn documentary done about them and how they did it. Because the football world across the nation would be so confused. I mean, if I was in this game in the fourth quarter, it's going to set a record. It's going to have more eyes on it than the Alabama-Tennessee game last week. I would almost guarantee it, because people are going to go, what in the hell is going on? How is this about to happen? I need to see this. I don't know if it would top Alabama-Tennessee. That thing was lit last weekend. Let's see here. What do we got? Oh, would you guys guess the team thinks they have a chance against OSU? I get the question. And I love the YouTube thumbnail picture there with the Hawks by a Millie flag. Jordan, I don't want to be disrespectful. This team, I mean, I would let Drake answer this, but he might get into disrespectful range.
No, because I don't know if I agree with you here.
Really? Dude. You think the guys are different now, huh?
Dude, I think this offensive line is full of a bunch of pussies, dude. And I would tell them that to their face. Like, I would literally walk up to them and be like, you're a pussy, you're a pussy, you're a pussy, you're a pussy, and you're a pussy, and prove me wrong.
He looked up.
So, like, I do – I genuinely think these guys – I haven't seen an offensive line yet for the Iowa Hawkeyes in the last 20 fucking weeks. 20. That has shown me that they believe in themselves whatsoever. So, no, I genuinely don't think that there's a soul on this offense that thinks they can score a single point.
It's hard to say.
I'm surprised that those big fat pussies even put the pads on Saturday.
We're going in today. When you're a Division I athlete, high performer, and I know that, you know, you could take that as a joke right now, but these guys generally relative to
We're even playing with a bunch of four-cylinder engines on the offensive line.
Like these guys wake up every day and it's like they're living their life to win football games. So you don't generally walk into a Saturday thinking, man, it's tough that this one's just an L, you know? Like if that's in your head, I honestly think if that's in your head, you don't last long, because there's just no way you can put yourself through the other 6 days of the week with the potential that you're going to get to Saturday, the goal, that's the mission. Doyle used to say, we get 12 of these things guaranteed. That's it. And then automatically chalk one up to the other team. There's just no way. You're going to lose excitement. You're going to lose enthusiasm. You're going to lose motivation to wake up and lift on Monday. You're going to lose motivation to get your ass beat and then go run shakeout reps on Sunday. You're going to lose motivation to go to Wednesday night meetings after you've done a whole week of practice. There was nine on Tuesday. Drake ran his head into the fucking linebacker 12 times in a period, and now you're just chalking it up. You're just not going to last very long. So, yeah, I would say
– looks like they've been chalking it up for 20 weeks.
But I'm also – I'm never going to speak in absolutes either. Like, I don't believe that anything in this world – well, that's not true. There's a few things. But damn near almost everything in this world isn't 100% black or white. And so maybe there is a chance that there's a couple guys on this offense or this defense or somewhere on this team that are straight up just like, fuck, man.
Now, fill in them boys – they definitely think we can hold these guys to 14, 17 points. Like, yeah, we can do that. They for sure are going in with that mentality because they've proved it. They've sacked up and proved it week after week.
Yeah, and the defense even more so is like they feel the fire because they know they have to. I mean, they got to step up every week, but this week is like, okay, we've got a challenge on our hands. CJ Stroud and the boys – score points now.
Yep.
I got one of the boys from OSU on one of my fantasy teams, Olave. He's out right now with a concussion, but he got hit hard.
That was a bad shot.
He was balling before that, though. Holy shit. Again, I don't even know how people do this, but fucking Zach Moore with the super chat donating $5 for the show. Showing up. My guy, anybody who donates money is going to get a little love, get a little suck on the pod. Thanks. Shout out Zach Moore, legend. Somebody said, amen, Drake. I'm not sure. It was probably to you calling people pussies.
No, I think it's to me saying that they haven't showed any fight. And what is there to be,
could be
confident in if your work just speaks for itself?
Yeah. Fucking people are asking for the clip. I don't think it's on the internet anymore. I think they took the Polecat down. similar to Drake's, somehow they wiped the body bag comment from the records. I think they wiped the old Polecat clip off there too. It's actually funny. That clip, I have a cousin who a girl cousin who is, I think she's in seventh grade. Obviously at the time she was in second grade and I was like her hero. And to this day, she'll still pull up the Polecat clip and watch it like over and over because she thinks it's cool to hear my name on TV and like watch me catch the ball. And it's so like cool because she doesn't care that I didn't score.
She's just happy you caught the ball.
She's just so happy that like she knows me and I was on like a national broadcast getting my name called out. So like pretty heartwarming. There's a lot of non-heartwarming stuff about that story too. Couldn't tell you how many fucking people were in my DM saying, you fucking idiot after that play. That was one hell of
a... What do you mean? You got a first down. What do you mean, idiot?
People talking shit, bro.
It's a great play.
People talking shit.
That's a game changer.
If I felt the need to respond to some of those people, I would just hit them with, hey, show me your catch, bro.
How many yards you had last night?
Show me your catch. I'm averaging 18 a reception.
Was that what it was? 18 yards?
Yeah, we were on the 20.
Holy shit. I didn't realize that was an 18-yard reception.
If I bring up, see, here's the problem, guys. If I bring up the Polecat clip,
dude, I'd have told you it was no more than like 11.
Yeah, it felt. It
I would have said 11 is the cap.
Nah, bro. When I stumbled, I was picking up yards. We were rumbling and tumbling for distance. Okay. If I play the clip, guys, the video version of this podcast will get flagged on YouTube and get taken down. And so, like I can't use that content, but if you want to watch it, you just type in my last name in Polecat or my last name in Ohio State and it'll fucking come up and you can watch it. Get fully tented on that. This guy's asking you this question, and I bet you don't even know what that means.
Not a clue.
Chris Holterhouse says, hey, Drake, what's the upside? And Drake doesn't even know what that means because he isn't as keyed in as most of the Iowa fan base is. That would be – actually, this is something great to bring up to you because this is something that Brian said and that our fans clearly love to run with because they just – oh, they just suck on that negativity like a fat Cheeto. Brian in last week, so Brian met with the media last week.
Okay.
All the coordinators did, Phil, LeVar, on the bye week. And someone asked him what the downside of playing Alex Padilla would be at this point. And he responded with, there was like a little bit of miscommunication. Then eventually he got the question. He was like, well, what's the upside? What do you think about that response? Now, he also went on to...
I mean, have we not... That's the Wash and Walk-Ons podcast. He listened to our podcast and then just said, you know what? I agree with these three assholes, and I'm just going to say what they said. That's so, what he did, dude. He listened to our podcast and said, I'm going to take that and just say that.
You think he contracted out a response and was like, you know what? I'm going to the walk-ons for this one.
For sure. For sure. he said, knocked on Coach Ferentz's door. Hey, Coach. Dad. Can I just say what Drake said? Because this guy makes a lot of sense.
Here's the issue, and I don't know. Some people don't follow me on Twitter, and I actually had an opinion on this. I encourage anyone who has seen or saw somebody tweet about that what's the upside response from him, because obviously that's a little bit inflammatory, right? If you just see that response to the question, what is the downside to playing Alex Padilla, which implies that for now with Spencer Petras at quarterback, there is literally no downside. If you're asking what's the downside, you're implying that there isn't one and that we literally could not be worse with somebody other than Spencer. I get that. But if you watch Brian's response, he is posing that question back to Chad so that he can get a more elaborate question on what Chad thinks or someone else asking that question thinks would be the upside over Spencer. He wants something to then talk about, not just speculation on a broad level of like, well, yeah, I guess we couldn't get any worse, because the coach is not going to stand up there and say that. Chad responds with, well, it seemed like last year at more points he was more mobile, and with a struggling offensive line, that might be an upside right now so that we can create plays. Brian goes, perfect. If you see him, he's like, awesome. That's exactly what I wanted. He's not saying that there isn't an upside. He just wanted someone else to tell them what they thought the upside was to it so that he could then talk about he's not stupid. He knew that question was coming. And it was in no way disrespectful to Alex Padilla, in my opinion. He's fucking with all of you is what he's doing. And maybe some of you are feel disrespected by that because you don't think that a coach who is leading the worst offense in the country at a Division I level and is a coach underneath his father should be at liberty to just go up there and feel like he should fuck with his fans and the reporters. But give the guy a break, man. I mean, he's fucking trying. Brian is trying, I promise. So we've got a lot of conversation going on here. If Iowa wins, Tyler got to shave his head. Bro, I basically already shaved my head. This is long right now, and I'm doing a one. And when I do a one, it looks completely bald, basically. Let's see.
Hey, Clover, I hate to mention it to you.
What?
But even when you don't do a one, it looks completely bald.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. It's not, there's nothing there already. Like, I don't know what we need to shave it for. It's just fucking not there.
Wait. Look at the top comment.
The top comment? Like the most recent one?
Yeah.
This one?
That's the dumbest question I've ever heard in my life.
Right now? We kick his ass, bro.
Even back then, it's a dumb question.
Dude, I might be able to take Pat by myself without Drake right now. Pat looks like a Cheeto Puff. The guy is actually, if you open the orange bag of Cheeto Puffs and you dump those out, Pat falls out and goes, doink.
Pat, no, I don't. This is not coming from me, man.
Fat anger gets torn up.
But I mean, if we're scrapping, I win.
Yeah, Drake definitely doesn't need me in that. And if he has me, I mean, Drake's just got him on the ground and they're grappling, and I'm throwing kicks to Pat's nuts.
And by grappling, you just mean I'm hugging him and humping him because I
you're getting it in his butt is what you're doing. Sorry to skip over that. I know we went. Yes,
all right, CJ, now go back to whatever. Yeah. Go back to yours. No, you had one up.
No, I'll go back, but this is a really important thing that CJ brings up is that I have 100% reception rate.
And you want to know what else is important to bring up? As big of a fucking idiot as I am, I also have a 100% rate.
Yeah.
And I never had a penalty against me.
I don't know if I can say that. I might have gotten a flag on a bullshit false start sometime in my career on a punt. Jason asks, with the special teams and D light years ahead of the O, what's the locker room like going into a number two matchup on the road? It's tight, dude. I promise you it's tight. If it's not tight, the whole thing starts to unravel. Even if
I would hope, right here he says those groups have to be beating up on the offensive guys. I would hope that the beating up happened in like Iowa versus Iowa periods during the week. Like, hopefully the defense just let action speak, and you know, at some point you got to show up and just be a man and get better.
Yeah, this is an interesting question again by Zach. Sorry if I'm putting up Zach's comments. He paid us $5. You pay the money, I show you the love. That's what it is. Drake, if you were playing fullback with the line that is on Iowa's current roster, what would you be doing to these boys in practice?
Nothing. I would be begging them to get better. I would be like, please, like, listen to the coaching, like, pay attention. I don't know. I would just be so irritated that they weren't getting better. That's it. I would be at a loss for words.
Chris said you'd probably put Icy Hot in the jock straps. That's, dude, that hurts so bad. On a side note, it hurts so bad. Don't ever do that. Honestly, well, but there's women in the league. Well, I suppose what they could do it too. Fantasy punishment, Icy Hot on the genitals. Just saying. That might get a little sadistic. All right, let's move it down here a little bit. Oh, so there's other source on Brian trying. I get it, Chris. It's funny. That man is putting in more hours than damn near everyone in the working world right now. Facts. Guy's probably sleeping 4 hours a night. He's at the complex from 6 a.m. to, what, 8, 10 p.m. every night, Drake? I mean, he's fucking... Coach Reed used to sleep at the complex. Wouldn't go home. Wife didn't see him. These guys work harder than anybody. Maybe the results don't show it, but they're working harder than anybody.
Chris, let me catch a little goofy ass outside sometime. I'll show you what trying looks like.
Caleb Johnson put something up about Carson May being QB1. I don't believe that's for right now. I think from what I've heard, it's pretty clear that Padilla and Petrus, and I know another joke with how they've played, are far ahead in the competition right now. Carson May isn't even number three. Labus is. Caleb Johnson and Carson
Dude,
May.
That can't be his last name.
Yeah, his last name is Labus. It's real close to Pussy Lips.
It has to be Labas.
No. L-A-B-A-S, Labus.
And who can confirm this is the pronunciation?
I don't. Y'all can give it to me, but I'm almost positive.
There's no way he's going by that pronunciation.
Swish is in the house. I don't know why he said God, but what up, Swish? Yeah, no, this is facts, Jordan. The dumbest comments by Iowa fans right now include ones that say Brian isn't smart. I find it almost impossible when you listen to that man speak, even in his press conference, even in asking or answering questions that are directed at his incompetency as an offensive coordinator. He is one of those guys. Most of the guys on the staff are. If you're at a Division I coach level, it's probably going to be this way. They ooze football knowledge. No more than...
Dude, most he coached for Bill Belichick.
Until here's the thing I want people to remember too. Until he took over as offensive coordinator, sure, hasn't been great as the OC. Before that,
Joe Moore Award.
Before that, people are acting like he didn't earn that position. His resume up until that point was fucking amazing.
There's a lot of NFL franchises that were trying to steal him. From us.
Great question by Swish. Sean O'Malley versus Peter Yawn. Sugar Sean.
I mean, you have to take Sean for the money, because there's no way Peter is actually that big of a favorite, you know. It's closer than what Vegas tells you it is.
Dude, I'm not thinking of Labia. I mean, we're making the funny pun.
That's the joke we're making, Jason.
It's Labus. It is Joey Labus.
And that's pronunciation guide. Joey Labus.
Labas is so much better. I agree.
I mean, it is. I am Labas.
Let me throw this ball because I am the boss. Okay, here's something I wanted to bring up today. We're 38. Holy shit, time flies when you're having a little good conversation. We're 40 minutes into this thing. We will come back to a couple comments in a second. And I know I'm sorry I ruin this every time, guys, for those who want to call in, because I'm always putting up comments and I'm not putting up the call-in number. We'll take a few of those in a second. I want to pose this question because I want to hear Drake's answer. I want to hear your answers. I have a strong opinion on this. I've seen a lot of shit recently that Iowa fans who pay to go to the games deserve better. They deserve to see more wins.
Fuck, I deserve better too, motherfucker. This is shit stupid.
I pay my money to go sit in Kinnick. I drive all the way to Iowa City. I deserve to see better offense.
You know what? I agree with them, damn it.
No, you don't. You stupid ass.
I'm tired of it, Kluber.
You can be tired of it all you want. None of us deserve anything that don't have the IOWA on the front of the jersey. That's including me and you. And me and you might even have a case because we did something to help build that program up to the best we can.
I feel like all football alumni as a unit have a case, just as one unit.
If you've been one of the inside to help build that program, you've actually put in the blood, sweat, and tears, the workouts, the grinds in the summer, then maybe you do deserve a little bit because you've been there, been a part of it, and you put in the sweat equity. Deserve, in my mind, implies that you earned something.
Mm-hmm.
And when you just buy a ticket to an entertainment event, which a football game is, it's voluntary. You could sit at home and watch it on TV. And
or
still,
don't. Or don't. No, okay.
You could completely excommunicate yourself from knowing the result entirely. Buying something isn't earning anything. Right? If I buy a ticket to the next Avengers movie and it sucks ass.
I was about to make the exact same. Dude, I just went to a movie. The movie Amsterdam sucks dick, okay? Has an amazing cast, and it sucks more dick than an Amsterdam hooker. Okay?
Than that chick who said that the football player was tipping bad.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I really, for a minute there, I did think that I deserved better than what they gave us in that movie. But
you don't.
But I don't.
Because they don't even know that you're going to come and watch it.
It's true.
People who deserve something, that implies... Swish is too much. I mean, Swish is too much. This fucking guy is going to get banned. Not by me or you, but the government is going to come in and shut this guy down.
Ooh, he works for the government.
I know. I don't know how he infiltrated him. If you guys, first of all, if some of these questions that are going off, some of the banter that's going on here today, thank you guys for joining the live, by the way. We appreciate you guys being here. If you guys want this basically 24/7, I don't mean to pimp it out. I understand that we're selling it, but I got to tell you, the Discord is worth the money. The DHT and the Discord, forget the donation to the Children's Hospital, which is going to be fat in a couple months. The DHT and the Discord access is worth your time and your subscription. Patreon.com/washedupwalkons. I'm just saying, I won't pimp it out any more than that. Trish says, good to know. I was going to go see that movie.
Yeah, they just did a bad job. They just
in my mind,
boring movie.
In my mind, people who deserve success deserve to see production out of the Iowa football team, whether it be the special teams. And then you know, it's the players, the coaches. Maybe even the coaches' families who are also making sacrifices, right? The staff who are all actually putting in real, directed sweat equity into making that program the best that it can be. You or my dumbass, my loud ass on this YouTube channel, Doyle, by the way, Doyle would shit all over me. He would shit down my neck if he was aware of how much media and noise we've become. And that's just what it is. He shit down my neck anyway.
Hey, don't add we into this, Mr. Iowa Hawk guy.
Hey, you're right here next to me.
Hey, what does your email say?
It
you're
says
the fucking CEO of Wash Up Walk-Ons, and all I am is the merch guy. Okay? I'm the guy that comes up with merch ideas and fucks off.
That's true. Speaking of, we need
Doyle,
you to get work.
Be disappointed in you, and yeah. He'd be like, Drake, I'm a little bit disappointed that you're still friends with Kluber.
Correct. Although disappointed he may be, shocked he would not. He would have projected this. It's the people inside that program. I view an Iowa football event.
Alex deserves to start a game. That may be true.
That could be true.
That could be true.
He's been working.
He may deserve that.
Hey, he's been working.
What's the upside?
What is
the
upside?
What's the upside? But he may deserve it.
You, me, Santa Claus, the mom down the street that is having an affair, Drake, Drake's jiu-jitsu buddies, all the people who could potentially view the game as entertainment, we deserve nothing. Because our daily lives have absolutely zero. Even our money that goes to a ticket or a donation. Oh, even the donors don't deserve anything because that's voluntary. You don't have to donate. You don't deserve anything. I don't deserve anything because if we live our lives and cut Iowa football out of it, the mission is going to go on at 100% capacity. There's zero sweat equity. We don't have any in it. And I get it. The fans are what make college football. They are the other piece. Neither side can live without the other. If they're just a bunch of 20-year-olds out there playing football in an empty stadium, it's not that exciting.
It's 2020.
It's true. It's kind of that's kind of proof that they could function without the fan side of things. And if there's just a 70,000 fans sitting in Kinnick and there's nothing going on the field, it's just an empty field, that's pretty unexciting as well. So then I get that there are
70 drunk idiots that honestly should probably go to rehab.
Yeah. Rehab's a good place. Eric says, buy and donate at your own risk. Absolutely. If you think that you're going to buy tickets to a game or you're going to donate money to a program, this is the funny one to me. It's like, oh yeah, what about the donors who are paying thousands of dollars a year? They want to see a return on that. First of all,
it's not an investment, it's a donation.
A donation.
You see returns on investments, not on donations.
A donation is like
rehab is for pussies. Hey, Twisty, I've been to rehab. Relax.
When they're ringing the bell outside of Hy-Vee in a couple months when it's Christmas time and the Salvation Army is asking for donations, and you stick a dollar or two in that little red bucket, do you fucking come back the week after and say, hey, I'd like to see where my money went, bitch? No, that's a blind donation. You just hope that it goes
to... But if you do want to know where your money goes, patreon.com/watchthatballcons.
Yeah. It's a tax write-off. Right, CJ. So I find the presupposition, I don't think that's the right word, but it sounds smart. I find that stance, if you take that you buying a ticket to a game means you deserve to see a standard of play, hey, fix your head. That's not how it works. I'll tell you, you guys are probably like, well, don't you guys feel, I've been asked this too. Don't you guys feel like as former players who were just in the program short time ago, don't you guys deserve something as guys who are alumni? I don't feel like I deserve their best effort. And I know.
Feel sad. That's all I feel. On Saturdays, sad.
But hey, that's all the time for you though. That's just Drake. Let's not get that confused with Iowa football. That's how your insides work. The Salvation Army gives out Tootsies for those donations. Is Tootsies is that slang? Or no, like Tootsie Rolls?
Tootsie Rolls.
Maybe they should start handing out those cheese curds that they sell at the stadium. Maybe they should start giving those out for free. I don't know.
He said he doesn't want to see Kurt go out like this. Dude, he's signed till 2029.
I'll tell you this, boys and girls. Kirk ain't going anywhere. Because here's the deal. Kirk, at least, he's earned basically to do whatever he wants. But at minimum, he's earned the respect and the decency of Barta or anybody else who would want to make that decision of like, hey, we might be making a change. he's earned at least a year or two buffer of like, hey, there's going to be something that happens to your job if you don't fix or change something drastically. I'm not saying that this has happened. I don't think anybody's gone to Kirk and said this. But if it got to that point, he would then go to Kirk, and I trust that given the decision of like, oh, we could continue down this path and I don't make a change and then I get fired and I've been warned or I make a change, KF's going to end up making a change. People don't think that he'll fire his son. He might not outright come out on a Tuesday press conference and say, yeah, Brian's let go. Obviously. And I don't know if he's coming to Thanksgiving.
And he's not invited to Thanksgiving because his offense fucking stinks.
We might let him back at fucking Christmas, okay? But I'll tell you this. I ain't buying him any fucking gifts, all right? Holy shit. I'll see his ass at Easter.
Hey, no more barbecue for Brian, bruh. He is not invited to the family barbecue anymore.
No. But if you think that they wouldn't figure something out behind the closed doors of like, hey, you know, Brian, you're going to go back to offensive line. I think this is best. Or, hey, let's find a job for you to take so it looks like the Ferentzes aren't going to go out like that. When KF passes away, I hope it's in 100 years and we find technology to make it happen that way. His fucking funeral is going to be broadcast like the Queen's.
The Queen was a whore. At least KF's a good man.
God damn it. We had to go there. I mean, you didn't have to say that. And you don't know that. Do you have proof? Are there receipts?
Pretty good proof.
Wow. My kid spends a ton on Bush lattes in Kinnick. Does he deserve his name on on the cooler in Kinnick? Get out of here. Yeah, Tracy, you're right. Would it surprise you to see Ferentz retire after this year? Yeah, absolutely. I'd be shocked. Because he definitely doesn't want to go out on this. Fucking Brian. Oh, Drake knows. Drake knows all about the Queen. This is bullshit. Add head of PR to Drake's wash up walk on.
I'm head of HR. I am the human resources lady that you send your issues to.
Dude. Unbelievable.
Look at the latest one.
I mean, I'll be honest. You know, going live with Drake in the lobby, you know, in the what do they call this? I believe they call this the what do they call this room? Like the
chat,
the studio. Okay. When Drake's in the studio and the mic's hot, it's a little bit like calling the Polecat. We're gonna throw the fucking ball to Kluver. What are we? We're playing Ohio State. You know what? I've got a hunch that if those coaches would have double-checked their own thoughts after that play, they would have been like, hold on a second. We're going to fucking kick this thing. We're going to throw the ball to this guy? I do respect, though, even though KF said KF absolutely threw me underneath the charter bus that brought us to the game that day. When after the game, he said, you know, someone asked him, were you more worried about the throw or the catch on that trick play? And he goes, he's like, oh, I was pretty confident Kluver would catch it. I was a little bit more worried about the throw. I thank you, coach. I appreciate that. And it makes sense because
look who was throwing it.
Grassetter. Right. But
we couldn't even trust him to kick it, and that Guttenberg, was his whole job.
Guttenberg, 5-star. But then
that
after,
will be brought up tonight.
But then after that, and I don't know what I did to deserve this. Is it the way I act? Is it the way I look?
It's probably, you, dude. It's probably, you. You it's, deserved
it's,
this.
It's is it the lats and the serratus interiors? I don't know. It's but
you. You deserve it's, this. Yep.
Doyle does it. Fucking Coach Morgan used to do it. You do it all the time. We just talked about it on DHT yesterday. And even Coach Ferentz got his opportunity. We're going to give him a compliment, but we're going to make sure we walk that back with a little bit of backhandedness.
What did he say?
He says, oh, I was a little bit more worried about the throw on that. I was pretty sure Kluber would catch it. He gets asked another question. Pull the clip. He gets asked another question. He stops the person asking the question and goes, you know, everybody fucking hated Kluber when he got to camp. Whole team didn't like him. Now they love him. All right. But when he got here, nobody liked him. Coach, 18 yards.
Buddy, set up a tutter. That is friendly fire.
Absolutely. Dude, it was like a search and destroy game.
Down, man.
It was a Call of Duty search and destroy game. And we just spawned in and someone knifed me in the back and I'm spectating.
Dog, that is absolutely friendly fire.
Swish says that's why he's the GOAT.
You did suck, kid.
He says, yeah, I was pretty sure Kluber would catch it. But you know what? Everybody fucking hated that guy. Unbelievable. One of the
that got me, bro.
Yeah, no, that's kind of how she went. What an absolute thrill of a live show today. Drake, are you going to be appearing tonight at the – I gave you a formal invitation.
Yeah. Hey, I got to be formally invited to my own fucking broadcast these days. What's going on? A guy can't just show up cash?
Before we leave here, by the way, I think this episode is going to do numbies. I don't know, because people will be like, ah,
yeah, I called all five of the starting offensive linemen pussies and challenged them. They're going to show this in the pregame meeting.
This is a part of the hit film.
Yeah, the court's going to do numbies. What the fuck you mean?
I'm going to go. Oh, God. All right, get the lights. Nobody gets that but us. But right before we'd watch the fucking highlight film before we jump on the bus down to, you know, down to Iowa City from Cedar Rapids, like, all right, get the lights. Lights go down. Everybody pulls out their own individual earphones. They throw on the music. This week, it's going to start with our dumbasses on this YouTube overlay. I'd step up and I'd call him a pussy, you're a pussy, you're a pussy, you're a pussy, and you're a pussy. And it's going to be Drake Kulik on the internet, and they're going to start it with that. And the whole room is just going to fucking, oh yeah, here we go. Dude, I'll tell you this, Ari. Dude, let me tell you about the 100 black coffins. That had me going. Ari, if the Hawks pull this one out 27-23, the Patreon content for the top tier. In fact, you know what? I'll create a new tier. There's going to be a $50 tier on the Patreon if the Hawks win 27-23, and it's going to feature some not safe for work content.
Facts.
So, just want you to know that. That's it. Somebody, Swish, we can't have you. God damn it. We can't be saying bricked up on the YouTube, man. Hey, this is kid friendly.
Since everybody was talking about what I would say, da da da, to the lineman, tell me that pre Penn State game. That video that how could I possibly forget?
Chris Ruth
shot. That video was elite.
Pretty clean. I'm gonna have to go watch that after this, now that you remind me of that.
That was some of my best work.
Yeah. Yeah. That was good. Huge loss for the Hawks, by the way. Chris Ruth going down to UCF. Works for them now. Yeah. We got fucked up by Penn State. Bad.
No, we didn't. This is our senior year, bro, and Kinnick.
No, I know, but I was going all the way back to the why we were the whole Ohio State thing coming off of that Penn State game.
Mm.
Yeah. No, that one was sweet. Coming out of COVID? Me? Yeah, I am. This is a family program, spelled P-R-O-G-R-U-M. If Hawks win, Kluver has to grow his sides long. It don't get long. It don't get longer than this. Oh, you're saying like the stadium cut where I just leave
it? If you just had like, you know, like the old bald dude. You know?
That's what I'm saying. Nothing on top.
A really, really bad haircut.
Yeah.
Or you could just grow your hair like me, Kluf.
It would take a long time, bro. Long time.
Start now, you might die with a head of hair.
Maybe. I want to be buried in a black coffin, though. That's it. Wow, what an hour. Appreciate you guys for being here. 60 strong the entire time, sometimes more, upwards of 70. You guys are bosses. If you're listening to this back on the podcast feed, thank you so much for listening as well. This is some of the most fun we have. I don't know if you've, at this point, you've either listened to it right before or right after our Thursday episode. We're going to talk more of that Ohio State game, break down some stuff. Kevin will be a part of that episode. We'll have Ward's winners. Fuck, maybe we bring out a top five. I don't have an idea in mind, but we could maybe drop another top five. It could get juicy. So thanks for being here. We will see you guys tomorrow with the normal episode and next week with another DHT. Until then, peace.